So I'm saying a few words about how to take the empowerment. Actually, it might be proper that I have said that at the beginning, but I somehow mentioned these things and also many other things. Now, when you are taking empowerment, of course, most appropriate way and efficient, effective way will be knowing exactly everything in detail, of course. But then, in order to do that, you have to study each one of the empowerment for weeks. Otherwise, cannot. Even those who speak Tibetan, I'm reading the text in Tibetan, it will be difficult for them without weeks of teaching. So, therefore, for this kind of blessing transmission, what is most important thing is very pure faith and very pure trust and devotion. That is very important. And when you have that, then you will receive the empowerment according to that. So, I'm telling them, people say this is a degenerating time. And Guru Rinpoche said in his prophecy that time does not degenerate, but people degenerate. So, time, summer is summer, winter is winter, sun comes up in the morning, goes down in the evening, it is the same all the time. But people change. And the change can be better, and change can be worse. But due to the power of the defilement, bad karma, or even you use a most common word, sin, by the power of that, then negative things are much easier than the positive things. From all direction of each one of us, there is so much effort is going on to generate and increase our defilement. There is very little going on around each one of us to diminish our defilement and minimize our negative thoughts and emotions. There's very little goes on for that. So this is the power of sin, or power of bad karma, or power of defilement. And as a result of that, when I say something like, you should have unconditional faith and devotion, then immediately it comes to many people's minds that I'm telling them that they have to listen to me and they have to do whatever I say and they have to think of me as like something like a Buddha or God or something like that. That comes to their mind right away for many people. So then immediately that becomes negative and have all kinds of doubts and all kinds of suspicions and cynicism about it. Naturally, it happens naturally. And I don't blame you. But that is not at all what I'm saying. I'm just merely a vehicle, a channel, a tool. I'm merely, that is what I am. I'm telling them, if you're going somewhere and get in a car, the car should have an engine, should have a battery, and should have fuel. Otherwise, you end up carrying the car rather than driving in it. So, I'm just that car. But what you are receiving is the blessing of the lineage and blessing of the deity through me, not my blessing. The blessing of the lineage, blessing of the deity through me. So what I'm saying is you should have the full devotion, faith, and trust in the Buddha, its manifestation, the deity, in today's case, the Buddha Kapala, and its mandala. So this way, you should think that whatever, so you wouldn't know how does Buddha Kapala look like, and you will be worried about that. And you wouldn't know all the details of first empowerment, second empowerment, third empowerment, fourth empowerment, etc. You wouldn't know about that. But if you have faith, then it is same as knowing. You just say, whichever way Buddha Kapala manifested, may it manifest, and whichever way Buddha Kapala, first empowerment, second empowerment, third empowerment, fourth empowerment, is received by all of the enlightened Mahasiddhas of the past, the same way may I receive it. Sincerely, from the depth of your heart, with no doubt, with no fear, with no suspicion, with the sincere motivation, and it is not for you, it is for all sentient beings to attain Buddhahood, because you attain Buddhahood for them, so that you become like a Buddha Shakyamuni for us, for them. So this way, then whatever supposed to happen will happen, because you have faith in whatever supposed to happen. So those of you who obviously wouldn't know the meanings of what I am saying here as I am reading through the text because of the language, and even who know the language also would not be able to understand because of their education and their exposure and familiarity. So therefore, that is how you should participate, and that is how you should receive the empowerment. So I hope this will be helpful for you to make this participation in the empowerment more beneficial for you, for all of you.